for our message today is refugees and refuge.
Not far long past Easter, where we saw the crucifixion of Christ, the resurrection of Christ, and what that means for us as his people, as the Easter morning people.
Refugees and
yet, so I want life, to ask there can be so many things that can create anxiety that come upon us as stress and distress.
Was invented.
And so how opportunity is to just focus on this text this morning, which we have just heard read.
Can somebody help me with this?
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Yeah.
Say again, rejoice. Do not be anxious. But in every situation, by prayer and petition and thanksgiving. That's not always so easy to do, is it?
51, either. Probably.
Present your request
created
to God.
That refugees.
And what follows is the peace
but
that is
the
like
word
no
of
other peace that we experience when we focus
years,
up with not
hundreds
inward.
Of years. So we are all familiar with it.
Let us pray.
And I wonder why.
Loving God.
Because when I look at the news today,
and the power
the
of your spirit implanted in the hearts of those who hear this morning
is
to
pretty
grow,
much dominant.
To grow in the sense of how they experience life in all situations
the problem
which
is
come upon
is
them.
Thriving
daily,
is becoming
where there may
bigger
be anxiousness.
And bigger and despair, getting our attentions.
Distress or stress.
And you see many people are
let
drowning.
Let your word
in,
of comfort and peace this
sea.
Morning pass
refuge.
Over and be upon
horrible
in
pictures.
Them as they live today and to face tomorrow.
And we
in
are,
Jesus' name.
You know, people.
Amen.
From my experience.
In this text, St. Paul reminds us, friends, to rejoice in the Lord
and the
always.
Refuge is.
Namely,
down.
Under all kinds of situations. In short,
the God word is
no matter what.
Down. And the problem is going up.
It's not so easy to do, is it?
Have you noticed the difference?
In the Lord always, in all circumstances.
So,
reminds me of a time
it was
way
in 2005.
Back. Some might be a bit young to know, way back.
When,
but for me, way back,
I fled 1980. My original country, Ethiopia.
When I was working in a then State Bank of South Australia, in a place called Kingscote on Kangaroo Island.
When
and it just so happened that during the winter months of my time over
so
there, it was
bad,
2 years,
I decided
80,
to leave,
81,
to go
and,
to...
so I'm showing my age.
The refugee camp in
it happened
Kenya.
To be raining rather heavily during the week, from say Tuesday through to Friday, and it was
so
still raining on
in
Friday.
In the refugee camps, you know.
And I remember in the afternoon the people were coming into the bank and they were saying that, you know, there's low-lying areas in the creeks and some of the roads were coming under flood, and I'm thinking, great.
Bless.
Because we're playing
where
football
all refugees
in the middle place
registered.
Of the island, which means you go through the low-lying areas, up
there.
A hill. To Pandana, and then you head out to the western districts again, which had lots of low-lying areas.
Walk
I'm
freely.
Thinking at some point we're going to get caught.
You are under
unless the rain
United
stops.
Nations High Commissioner for
Saturday morning
UNICEF.
Came and it was still raining, and by mid-morning we'd got reports
so don't
that
to,
every road to the
don't
island oval that we were going to play on that day
so
at some point was going to be cut by flooding, and we could expect it.
We leave that.
So I'm thinking, okay, great.
We'll
need
one
to
of
leave
the
early. So I got three mates and myself,
is
got in the car,
in
left a little bit
part
early.
Of
normally
Kenya.
That journey would take about 35 minutes to get
Somalia.
There, which wasn't very
while
long,
we have another
but we allowed time,
in Kampuma,
and off we went.
Which is located in
we had almost got to our destination when around the corner I come,
so
at a place that I anticipated
that
if it ever was going to happen, that would be
I
the place, and
life.
Sure enough, there's the flooded road in front of me.
Tough.
So I've driven the car slowly up to the edge of the waterway.
People go to the
my crazy mates are going, come
safety.
On, we can do it. Let's go straight through. We'll be good.
But
it'll be fantastic.
My experience.
I wasn't so sure.
Became
so
different when
off come their
I
shoes,
there.
Off come their
because
socks, and they rolled up their trousers, and they get out the
I
car, and we stepped out the car into water.
Having
they
different
did,
expectations.
I was still
where
and they start walking along
my
what
life
they could
is
see
going
the white
to be
line
more
disappearing into the flood waters.
The problem
and I'm having
I
a look at the terrain because I was reasonably new at that stage. Looking at the terrain and thinking, I wonder how deep this actually
but
goes.
Too much
and so they're wandering into the
you
road, and as they're turning around and backing into the road away from the car, they're going, come on, it'll
they
be okay, it's fine, it's good.
You're right.
And against my better judgment, after their encouraging words, I decided, okay, let's give it a crack. So they
these
come back into the
right.
car, they get into the car, and slowly, and ever so
else.
Slowly, we drove through and started to drive through along that
there
road.
Are the
you can
options
guess what happened,
are,
can't you?
You wait
my
for your country.
My worst fears were realised when about in the middle, the car just come to a nice
to
little
become
halt.
peaceful again.
My crazy mates got out and said, come on, we can do it.
Go back.
I stepped out into the water.
Or, according to Kenya authority,
we've pushed the car out onto the other side.
If you live in a refugee camp for a certain period of time,
I can tell you, as we were doing that, rejoice you will in all circumstances wasn't one of the things that was ever most on my mind.
Become a local.
But we pushed the car through, we got to the other side. Remember, we were talking cars in the 80s where I pulled the distributor cap off. You can do a lot of mechanics yourself back then. And
because you
drying off the distributor cap, putting spray on the spark plugs and drying them off to get the motor started. And eventually we did. And off we went to the island, to the oval where we were playing.
What I saw was that a lot of refugees are vulnerable people.
Four players short.
Some of them,
the coach is in the quarter time huddle and sees four of us who by then got into our football clobber, and we're wondering to the huddle, he comes out of the huddle.
It is your responsibility, not the
rejoice wasn't one of the things that looked like an expression on his face. More like
it
was, please explain.
The government.
And I just pointed to my crazy mates and said, well, you tell the coach what happened. You tell him.
So that is another
embarrassment for being late. Embarrassment for letting my teammates down as I looked at the scoreboard and realised how many goals we were down and after being four players short.
Another one is there is a rare
being stranded on that road that day in the middle of the flood all the time, panicking about, what's the coach going to say?
But that's what I got.
And how do I get myself talked into this?
The units here
rejoice
look
wasn't one of the things. Happiness wasn't one of the feelings.
Their documents.
A little bit of angst and a little bit of
and randomly come up with
mates when I'd like to say
with
them.
With a certain
rejoice in the Lord.
Call them for
always.
An interview. And
not
if
so
you
easy
qualify,
to do, is it?
You will get resettled
in the midst
abroad,
of a poor health
Australia,
diagnosis.
UK, US,
a financial
Canada,
crisis where the bills just keep
rolling
in,
like Norway,
and there's more bills coming than there is money to cover. A strained or broken relationship and all of the emotion that is wrapped up in that.
Yeah.
Uncertainty on a career pathway for you.
So the life in the refugee camp
uni, or
is,
maybe you're just thinking about changing jobs.
It is a hell
or even
on
the
heart.
Continuance
of tough.
Being able to stay in
because
a career that you've chosen.
Look at the problem in Somalia.
Fear of aging.
When it happens.
And what declining health might
you
mean.
You remember when the civil war broke out in Somalia?
And I know that because I've experienced it firsthand where I saw my mother.
So some of the refugees have been in the refugee camp for more than two decades.
My dad for 6 years from a Guillain-Barre syndrome.
There are children who were born there.
Paralyzed. So he has passed on.
Their parents died in the refugee camp.
He's deteriorated rapidly and has gone into
and
a nursing home.
Where will
at a
they
very
go?
Young age. So I know about that aging and fear of illness.
Their parents brought them in the refugee camp and their parents died.
Unexpected death of loved ones.
Where will the future look like?
My
where
first parish,
go?
I was at a school to
so
see
they're
the
still there,
graduation
but I'm
of
here
a number
today,
of students and receiving awards.
With a different
there was
story.
One 18-year-old there who got a lot of awards that day. And his family was very popular in that school. And
I'm
I saw
going
him
to
get
share
awards, and he
features.
Was going to be going off to take up a scholarship with the South Australian Cricket Academy.
When I was in the refugee camp.
And so after the ceremony, I'm talking with the parishioners and their children.
With
the
exact
of the
date when that happened. But
and
I'm
then
going
I'm driven
to
back from
so
my place of school to my
glimpse,
home, which was about 40 minutes travel. When I've got there, I've just got home and the phones rang to say the 18-year-old had been killed in a car crash. He had driven home on his farm, toward his farm. He normally takes this one road. But for some reason that day, he took this other journey path down a sidetrack. And two grain trucks were coming along the road, and one overpassed the other in the dust and could not see.
These are the people.
And this young fella saw the truck and had gotten off the road and was parked right against the fence and could not go any further.
People
and
the
truck
refugee
hit the car and killed him.
This is how they
rejoice in the Lord always.
Those are tents.
I remember getting in the car that day and driving to toward
them,
the parents.
Those are the children's home. I was trying
and I'm
to
thinking,
to teach
Lord,
them
you better give me something to say because there is nothing
I've
got
saw
right
the
now
need
that can do anything to help the grief that these guys are going to be feeling. And when I got there and knocked on their door, some friends come out and greeted me. And when I met the mum, she just
so
fell
into the challenges room. That we faced, everybody
rejoice in the Lord always.
Faced.
Didn't feel it like that day.
No quality education.
The unexpected things that come upon us.
That's why in the refugee camps, some people, they don't read.
Sometimes we just can't see where God is. In the midst of when bad things and trial and tribulation is happening to us.
One tribe, but different.
We could rightly feel that God is distant and remote, uninterested and uncaring toward our situation and our circumstance.
Congo.
Might even be this congregation has some feelings about the call of a pastor and where's that going? What does it mean? And what will happen to us? And a whole lot of feelings that come with us.
A very simple disease.
We want an answer, and we can feel sometimes that it's not coming in the way we want or in the time that we want.
And restriction of movement, I mentioned that, you know, by the local government.
As with that family that day that I met with the mum who just collapsed because of overwhelming grief.
That is the rules.
I think all I could say after a little while of just letting her sob out for a bit was...
There is tensions. Tension between
I'm so sorry that this has happened. This is a time to come closer to God now.
And where I lived... In Dadaab.
Even though all of that anger and frustration and stuff that was there. But we know
Christians are only 2%.
We look inward for our own answers to try and rationalize and solve
the
situation.
They don't like people worshipping their God.
Sometimes that's just not enough. And it is about looking upward.
That is what happened.
And outward.
And
having a focus on God. Because the reality is no matter whatever we experience in life.
Being burned.
Whether we feel it or whether we recognize it at the time, God is always near. He is near when we have our focus on Him, when we seek His ways.
Because people are
all of our words and our actions. You may get into, you know, the feelings of dispute with people when it's all about me. And we're thinking about how we've been hurt. Our words and actions to the other aren't always so good. But when we're focusing on God and say, Lord,
graves.
Give me strength. Yeah. Take a big breath. The number of times as a pastor where I've prayed over matters that I've never spoken on the night before when I've just wanted to.
What are the opportunities?
And then
is there
the
opportunity
to find
in
that
the
God has
camps?
Given me a whole different way
what
and
do you think
how
is
I'm going to approach that situation
opportunity.
Discussion.
In the
when we focus on Him for His ways.
What I would
when
say,
we ask Him to grant us strength,
an opportunity is
when we allow ourselves to be guided by Him,
Bible.
In all that we do.
And that is what I'm going to.
In verse 5 of the text, we hear God's encouragement: "Do not be anxious about anything." Of course, we are when we look into self.
Something good out of
when
this.
When we focus
also.
On Him, how is that possible on any given situation? Yep. That we experience in a testing time.
The good thing here is...
Because at the moment...
You know,
we get
the situation looks bad from outside.
We can drop our focus from God.
And some
the greatest resource that we've got, we can lose
pastors,
sight of it.
Evangelists. They dare
to
come.
Inwardly
to come
turmoiled
in
up, anxious, stressed up, distressed up.
So this old man is one of them.
How can we remain calm
Try
and not
share.
Stressed?
That is how I... Got my
so much
life
I've
again.
Seen as a chaplain when I've been overseas.
Yeah. Because people,
when people make decisions,
are interested to hear something.
Actions
it's called hope.
Die. And in the midst of that, innocent people are caught up.
And
what you see ISIS do to some
people
of the
who
innocent
hear the word
civilians
of God and,
how that impacts you.
I've got self.
When I've walked into rooms and seen our commanders,
they got
and
refuge.
Our people. With reddened eyes,
Lord.
And you ask, well, you don't really need to ask how it's going.
That is now, that is
you
the
just
opportunity.
Just walk to them and you
I have
say,
got.
It's been a bad day, I can tell. And they well up and try to walk away from
you. I got several opportunities,
so they don't
more than
composure.
Once. I got saved
how do we
through the word of God.
Calm?
And also I got resettlement.
The answer's in verse 6 of the text.
And now I'm fellowshipping. Amen.
Coming to God,
I'm
not moving from God or
fellowshipping
about God,
with my
looking
Christian
up,
brothers
looking
and sisters.
Out, not looking in.
It defends.
In the end,
on
when we do
choice.
That well, there can be
some people they choose to anger themselves,
like we haven't experienced.
Others they
because we stop relying on self.
Taking drugs.
So it's called let go,
because
and let God.
There is nothing.
The good news, friends, in all of this. kind of dreary kind of sermon talk this morning is that we can be strong in the midst of trial and tribulation because God empowers us.
Trying to find a better life.
He has given us His name
Take
so
the
that
boat.
We can access Him. He has given us His word.
Perish
as we hear this morning, that in the midst of what everything that the world says is okay, God gives us a measure of how it is that we can live well with each other. That we can read.
I'm here today to tell that story.
My last one, which wasn't a great one. I come home and I needed to have some solid debrief on stuff that I'd seen.
He's also working.
Joshua 1:5, Joshua 1:9, where God's promises, I will never leave you or forsake you.
Yeah.
Matthew 28:20, Jesus' words, surely I am with you to the close of the age. Psalm 46:1, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help. In time of
the word
need.
Refugees is dominating the world news.
God has given us His Son
on televisions,
who died and was raised, so that we have life and life
refuge.
Eternal.
You people
and I are the Easter dawn people,
to look
a new
unto
star,
God,
new people. Every
that
day,
word
in
refuge.
The midst of your trial and tribulation, go to that mirror and have a look and say, "Who
Trusting
am I?"
Trusting God is
child of God, loved, less. Precious, and forgiven, worth dying for, yes. And He did.
That's the problem.
For you. I remember one of my church services in one of my parishes was handing out communion. Grandma would
Bibles,
bring little grandson along because mum and dad weren't worshipping.
Audio Bibles.
And you're giving
Bibles,
the blessing, you're handing communion out and giving the blessing. This is the Spirit of God working in even the smallest of people. I put my hand, I got down on this little boy like this and I put my hand on his head.
Got
and I said, Jesus loves you.
Although
with
one
a
of
booming,
them
radiant smile on his face, he just looked at me and he goes, I know he does. As loud as. That everyone in the church could hear it.
And
the shine on his face when he said it. And I thought, how precious is that? If only mum and dad would have been there to see it.
That
God is working this little
boy's
heart
in the house of God.
Like that. So precious.
Amazing.
The power of God. God's presence.
And then this
he
one.
He is with us.
It is a very glorious picture.
When we go through the waters of baptism, we are brought into God's family.
When
our name is written.
I came to the refugee camp in 2005.
The presence of God for all eternity.
And I was.
When we come to Holy Communion, which we need to do regularly, to have our Christian faith strengthened in body and soul to life
the
eternal.
The word of the Lord.
Important. When we look at
and
that cross.
Some people
cross
choose to get.
There's the statement of God's love of who you are and how He sees your worth. No matter what
the
world or anyone else might say to you, you are,
you know, bringing someone into your life while you have your problem, your own problem.
Loved
and forgiven. Refuse
worth dying for and
to give birth to children
because He is for you.
There is no future
because He is with you.
They say, "Let me die alone," but
not our ability.
I received the word of God.
God's
I got hope.
Power in and through
and
us.
And I got married in 2000
us,
and
enables us.
10.
Today, tomorrow, by His actions, to bring that calm upon us.
And here is one
of life.
The blessing ceremony.
Beyond all understanding,
by the priest,
which guards our hearts
the same,
and our
same
minds.
Same old man who dared to
and
come,
keeps us
risk
focused
to come
on
to
Jesus
the refugee camp
as the one let's true.
There is something good in heaven
for us each day.
And
I'm just going to finish off where I started.
He did everything He can.
Rejoice in the Lord always.
Make sure
always.
That He blessed our marriages.
How's that?
Begin a new life again.
Because as God's people, we know what He's done and is doing for us.
That was in 2012.
Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything
13,
by prayer,
in July,
and ultimately
in
thanksgiving.
In 2013,
present your
I got resettlement.
Requests to God. With the results and the understanding
the
that when we do that,
me.
When we let go,
now,
we let God.
We are giving you this
we
privilege,
have a peace,
young man.
What we don't experience otherwise.
We want to ask you
may the peace
some
of God
few questions.
Guard your heart.
If you can qualify for this.
Guard your
I
mind.
Said, yes! I like that.
Be in your words.
I like to hear that.
And for your actions. In Jesus' name.
And then.
Amen.
They forward.
Have a prayer
they forwarded
for the congregation
my document.
Loving God,
my life is story,
in the midst of the call process
Australia
of
embassy.
This congregation,
and then Australia
we
Embassy
have a pastor
called me
that you deemed right for this time
in July 2013 for an interview because
pray for
the refugee camp
direction.
Was
of those who give consideration and come together for the call process,
for
that you guide them to that
there are terrorists
that
around.
Call.
So they
so
could not come physically. But I was taken to
a time of ask and a time of response,
NGO's room, one of the
which is the affirmative
in
for the
United Nations compound. There, right in the
they can be fed and looked after.
So I was
and
interviewed
and
through Skype
and shared by the
with my family.
You send
to me here.
In the name of Jesus, amen.
And then because of a lot of problems in the refugee camps, my process of coming here was delayed until 2016. It's a long process. Until 2016 that my visa was finalized. I got accepted. And then in 2016, October, I arrived in Perth to begin a new life again with you, with your support now, supporting me with my family. That is how God works in our life. So today it is an encouragement for me to encourage others that there are problems in our life, even here, but we should not make those problems much bigger than us looking to God, because we will lose sight. That is how the devil works. The devil wants to make the problem much bigger so that we can see and lest we forget to see God. See, the problems are obstacles. They are distracting us from seeing God, our refuge today. So, for me, looking unto God opens up a lot of things. The gift that I never know before. One of them was a gift of singing. So I want to play one of the video here. Because when I got saved, I become a little bold to talk about this God. Yeah. And some people would say, stop. You are going too far. I would say, no, just listen a bit. Yes, I become bold and become a little bit crazy to talk about this God. So this is one of the songs as Mike explained it already, we experience technical problems. But I think this one can give us the ideas. Because I recorded these songs to reach to other refugees who understand this language so that they can, you know, it can be a benefit to them. It talks about God's mercy. You know, it talks about God, and I thank God that I got support. Someone sponsored me to record this, so that my people who understand this language, can get something out of it. Place it this way. Thank you. I think it gave us an idea of what happens, how God blessed me. It is not that you can understand the language, but we can, all of us can communicate through His Spirit. Yes. So, that is how God works. After God hold of me. So here, God guides His sons and daughters in the midst of crisis. is our refuge because he loved us. We draw our strength from him during a time of trouble. He is again a refuge because he fights on our behalf, according to the scripture we read previously. Those scriptures are supporting these things. Lastly, God restores everything we lost in the past. Amen?
Amen.
God bless all of us.